Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Corporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today. If I don't stop, I got to change. It's Piedmont Medical Network. Get it right, Manny. Piedmont Medical Network, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalNetwork.com. Very pleased to have back with us the man, the myth, the legend. His name is Russell White, but more commonly he's known as the Business Coach. How are you, Coach?
I'm doing great today. How about you?
Doing fine.
Good.
Coach pops up every Friday on WRHI with a program series he's been doing now for a dozen or more years. I don't know.
16.
Six, I said or more, right?
That would be more.
And they're very helpful, insightful tips about how to run your business better. Just pay attention to what he's got to say. But we periodically blow into something that needs expanding. And today, I love this topic. Why are we so angry?
I think this country's angrier now than I have ever seen in my lifetime.
I mean, it's amazing to me.
I mean, you know, it's funny. We're coming up, we're less than a month away from our 250th celebration anniversary of this country. And it reminds me of 1976. Yes, I was alive.
Okay.
In fact, I graduated high school, and the country had its problems, of course. But we were embracing the 200th anniversary as an entire country. We had celebrations. People were ready to party. Cities were just putting the best fireworks show they'd ever put together, and everybody was rallying around that. Here we are, less than a month away from our 250th, and a large percentage of our country hates our country. They're angry, they're unhappy, and they have absolutely no interest in participating in this 250th celebration.
Well, you would not have known that last night on the White House lawn,
very
boy.
Good.
That I made myself stay up to watch at least the first bout. And it was, I mean, it was something that people were just ecstatic. The announcers for the UFC just went nuts.
Well, and the Star-Spangled Banner and the flyover was also a highlight.
What a flyover, not only of the Blue Angels, but they had the Thunderbirds right there with them. A dozen of them.
Yes.
Just in perfect formation. It was beautiful.
But we also had how many people cancel out of a concert for next month that thought it was going to be too political and they didn't want to be a part of that, that were going to be at the White House to celebrate the July 4th.
And the backstory on that was their managers said, if you perform there at the White House, I'm not sure we can get you booked for other concerts.
Exactly.
How stupid is that?
Well, I mean, it just tells you that there's a lot of division, there's a lot of anger, and I think the people that are promoting the angry in this country are thought leaders that are legacy media and certain politician leaders, because they hold their power and they hold their attention by keeping people on that emotional edge, keeping people angry and wound up. I mean, it's funny. It's a very simple psychological technique. If you want to convince people to be really, really angry and want to keep them angry, convince them they deserve something they do not currently have. Think about that. You convince people they deserve something, not that they hope for. They deserve something that they don't currently have. And once you have that in people's minds, it's a warfare. So you preach that louder and harder and pound that message, and it just keeps that anger hotter and hotter. And I have a whole list of things of how they're doing that right now.
Well, if you just go to New York City and talk to Mondami, he'll give you a whole long list of stuff that we're going to make sure you have this and you have that. Bah, 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 bah.
Well, I mean, right now we have convinced people through a lot of media, through a lot of political banter, that America is not the greatest country on earth. I mean, it's a country that we should be dissatisfied with and unhappy with. But the fact is, America is pretty amazing right now. Let's take a look at a couple things. I like statistics, so let me throw out a couple statistics. The median annual income in the world, the median annual income in the world per household, $9,733. That just doesn't even sound correct. but that is the median annual household income. And in the United States, we rank fourth in the entire world on our median annual income. And I'm sure people are going to go, well, who are the three people, who are the three countries ahead of America in that? Luxembourg, Norway, and Switzerland. Not countries you would think are the economic leaders of the world. So America really has an amazing thing going for them right now. Stock market is trading at record highs.
Oh, Lord, yes.
I mean, it is doing great. Why are we not glad that the economy is being fed with this, that the stock market is showing great health? But nobody wants to talk about that. In the last year, there have been 20% fewer reported homicides. 21% reduction in homicide reporting just in the last year. I don't see that on the news. I don't see people talking about how this is getting better and how things are improving. I mean, it's just amazing the information that we're not hearing. That's the good news. Unemployment is down to 4.3%. Statistically, 3.5% is unemployable. So it's important that people recognize that unemployment is doing great. And the American economy is growing at and total labor compensation. Now, remember, total labor compensation is growing at a 4.9% rate. Now, people are going to go, well, my raise wasn't 4.9%. No, but your benefits are also a part of that, and those compensations are growing, healthcare, those sorts of things. So we're growing at a 4.9%. Unemployment's low. Stock market's great. We have a lot of great things going on in this country. But if you watch the news, if you listen to certain thought leaders, they're not talking about any of that. This is a terrible place. This America's just going to heck. And so we've got to remember that there are certain people who have a vested interest in keeping people angry. And so that's what they're starting with, stuff like that. Just incredible how we do that. But people are being told, I mean, this is another item that just boggles my mind. People are being told that they deserve reparations
for
something
God's
that happened 150 years ago. Now, I set that comment aside for just a second. This is an unmanageable concept. I mean, it's just, how do you decide who? How do you decide how much? What about the soldiers that died in that Civil War? I mean, is there compensation for them for fighting for freedoms? It's really just a tool to inflame and emotions and create division. I mean, there was I don't remember the lady's name. There was an elected official that said that the government needs to budget over $1 trillion for proper reparations in this country. And it's like, where is that even going to come from? How do you manage this? It's basically saying you deserve this. It's usually money. You deserve this, and we're going to figure out how you should get it. But you should be mad that you don't have it. What's the intent of that? To keep people angry, to keep people upset, so the person that's spewing this information can stay in control. And that's what this is all about.
Well, a lot of this is being spewed, as you point out, by the media.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I
mean, now, what is their end game? Their end game is obviously to create more clicks.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
More viewership,
and
which translates into more dollars.
Information, right? Translates to logic. Activism translates to emotion. And so what they're doing is they're trying to keep people emotional, not logical. So all of this, you deserve, keeps that anger, that emotion working. I mean, it's like, I hear people saying that this generation today is having the hardest time for success ever in the history of America.
Well, I'm not so sure about that. I don't think that's fair.
I don't think that's fair either. That's my point. I think that's malarkey.
Yeah.
Because my parents, I mean, I heard about things like outhouses.
Depression?
Rationing. Oh, I'm talking even in World War II, people had rations, little coupons, tokens that my grandmother would show me about what they had to use to get meat or to get butter. And it was just a completely very challenging environment. There were people coming to this country even before the Depression from overseas with a suitcase of worldly belongings and $50 in their pocket and best of luck. But they came to America because they thought they could have a chance.
Right.
Today, with technology the way it is, the opportunities that we have, it's they're not having the hardest time for success. But if you keep preaching to people and telling people that it's going to be impossible for you to succeed, if they start listening to that, then they start believing that. And now all of a sudden, we're doing tremendous social damage by telling people that. I mean, it's crazy how we try to preach to people about what they deserve. We had an administration just recently, you know, a couple years ago, saying all that student loan debt, don't worry about it. You have to pay it back.
That's right.
What was the point of that? Really, what was it was illegal. It was unconstitutional. But it was to try to get people to say, oh, well, if you're going to give me that, I'll give you your vote.
Yeah.
And then when reality struck, now people are angry. Well, I shouldn't have to pay back my loan. I was told I wasn't going to, because you deserve to have that removed. I mean, it's just, it's a political promise for people to stay in power. And it's driving a wedge in society and in people's minds to be just emotional, angry. Because people are taking this away from me. I just find it funny. And if you think that people are just trying to solve a cause by, you know, like once we get our cause taken care of, then we will let the anger go away. Minimum wage, people have been screaming for it needs to be $15 an hour. And federal wage, minimum wage does need to change. But there were states saying it has to be doubled, more than doubled to $15 an hour. Well, California and many other states, I think 18, have gone at $15 or more an hour. And so they accomplished their goal. But unfortunately, the anger hasn't subsided because now California is saying, well, minimum wage really should be $25 or $30 an hour. So they got their win. But they want to keep people angry. So now they want to move that bar back. And now it has to be $30 an hour. So it's not about the victory. It's not about getting something. It's about keeping people angry.
All right. So you have done a wonderful job enumerating the problem. What does a business coach have to say about possible solutions?
Well, I think even before we get to the solutions, we need to recognize that the damage that we're getting to on this is more it's a social tear down of mentality. Because if we convince people that they cannot be successful, if we convince people they don't have an option to make something of themselves, and if we convince people that it's the fault of those who are successful for the reason that you're not having your success, we are rewriting how our society operates.
Now, you add to this, we have a lot of people in this country who would love to have a roof over their head, have be homeowners. But because of the economics of the world we live in now, housing prices have gone out of the reach of most people. So they're stuck paying an obscene amount to rent a place to live, twice what a mortgage payment would be in most cases. And they can't see a way to get up enough money to create a down payment. They're not willing to go out there and take a second job or to squirrel away money like they haven't before in order to go for their goal.
I think you hit a key word there, willing.
Yeah.
And I think, but here's the thing, Manning. If I tell you it's impossible, don't even try, you'll never experience success. You'll never have home ownership. You'll never be able to afford the lifestyle that you think you deserve. What have I just done? I've told you to quit. I've told you not to try. I'm not offering you solutions. I'm telling you that you might as well not even make the effort. Why would people do that? Well, because if you have a socialism mentality, then you want people to agree to the collective, to where the leaders are the ones that make the distribution. Instead, what we need to be doing is teaching the people how to make that work. I hear so many people talk about back in the previous generations, it was so much easier to become a homeowner. Well, let's look at a lot of facts here. My first mortgage was 13.5%.
Yeah, I was right there with you, big boy.
And so we've got to recognize that we need to be teaching, and this is part of the solution, we need to be teaching people the ways to be successful. And the media's not going to do it. Our political leaders aren't going to do it. So I think as a small business owner, we need to, there are so many small business owners in this country that are very successful, and they have a foundation on how they achieve that success. So what we need to be doing is we need to be encouraging people that success is possible. Possible, and that nobody owes you anything, but there are ways for you to achieve what you're trying to achieve in your life. So let's teach them how to do that.
Now, I agree 100% with everything you're saying, but enter Exhibit A, this little thing that we all carry in our pocket, right?
Our tracking device.
Tracking device, that's right, which now is consumed hours on end every day in order to get their, you know, their information. And all the silliness that comes with this phone. That's something that we never had to face when we were getting older. We were getting the positive reinforcement. You can do this if you try. If you get out there, you can try. I didn't have this in my pocket saying, no, you'll never get there. You'll never get there. You'll never get there.
Correct. So the bombardment never stops.
That's exactly.
However, let's talk about that little magical device in your pocket. How are you using that? Are you using that for entertainment? Are you using that for input? Or are you using that to learn? We didn't have the world's information in our pocket back in the day. We had to go to the library and look at encyclopedias. And,
that's right.
I mean, research was very, very difficult, and especially if you wanted to become an entrepreneur. You had to talk to someone that had already done it. Today, there is unlimited information online, and you can use that to your benefit, or you can watch videos that preach how to be angry, how to be upset, how to get what you deserve without having to work for it. I mean, all that's out there too. So a lot of that has to do with filtering. You know, how do we filter the information that comes into us? I used to watch the news all the time on TV. Back in the day, that was important. That was information. Today, it's more activism. All the news channels have picked a side, and so they only show stories that support their agenda. We're not really getting news anymore. We're getting activism. And so, again, it's not logical. It's feeding off emotions. Even some of the things that will show you is what the other side does that will get you mad and angry at the other side. And each side of the aisle are a business of sharing that media. That's what they're doing. They're just keeping people upset and angry at somebody else. Instead of saying, we live in the most awesome country in the world. The opportunity here is unlimited.
Oh, yeah.
So how do we tap into that? That's what we're not getting enough information of.
Well,
and I think small business leaders in this country could really lead
that.
They can
add to it, but it needs to start in the classroom. It needs reinforcement from the home, right? And
yeah, absolutely.
Small business would be added to it. It's a big, 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 big issue, and it's going to take a community, a large community, to change the mindset.
It takes a concerted effort,
yeah,
without a doubt.
All right, we got to take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And, of course, by Caporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. All right, we're here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Anybody who's anybody knows exactly what's about to happen. We do fresh subs and salads. We do it 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock. And I get that out of your mouth and get ready to chime in. At the count of three, let's tell everybody what we do here. One, two, three.
Slice. Garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
I love their fresh meats and the sweet wheat bread.
The bread, their quality meats, and their prices.
It's just always a great, consistent meal.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Start your journey with a new auto loan. Get on the road with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. From city streets to off-road trails, your journey begins here. Our competitive rates can get you on the road in a ride that fits your lifestyle and budget, with no payments for up to 90 days. You can apply for a pre-approved spending limit valid for 30 days before you start shopping. Visit one of our many convenient office locations or go to foundersfcu.com/auto to apply for an auto loan today. Membership qualification required. See webpage for details.
More than 40 years ago, Piedmont Medical Center opened with a promise to provide compassionate, high-quality care. This year, we step forward as Piedmont Medical Network. 2 hospitals, 4 emergency departments, and hundreds of dedicated physicians evolving to care for you today and for generations to come. As we grow and expand, one thing remains the same: our commitment to caring for our neighbors. We are Piedmont Medical Network. Find a doctor at piedmontmedicalnetwork.com/about.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Comporium's 1 gig zip stream gives you lightning fast internet uploads and downloads, faster transfers of large files, and all your devices working efficiently on the same network. For over 130 years, Comporium has helped our neighbors stay connected with right next door service. We're more than just a provider. Comporium is part of the fabric of this community. Always have been, always will be. Visit Comporium.com to learn about Zipstream 1 gig internet. Comporium, combining top tier technology with local customer service and deep community roots.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
Such distinguished people frequent this place, enjoy that, and the food is delicious.
The salads are the best in town.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2. Jared Road across from Winthrop. The business coach, Russell White, is with us. If you missed the first half of the program, you want to go back and listen to it because the topic is, why are people so angry today? Well, he gave a long litany of reasons why. And it all boils down to we're not getting the message out about how great this country is and how you can do what you want to do because everybody's being overwhelmed by all these negative messages from all these different sources. Okay.
We need a shift in leadership as far as the thought in this country. If we're preaching negativity and all the negatives and just how awful everything is, we need to have somebody somewhere, a group, not just an individual, but a group of people saying how great opportunity is. Because the greatest danger is in this is not in the anger that's created. It's in dulling the interest in being successful. If we have people that don't believe that they have the opportunity or the possibility of being successful, that is the long-term damage that this mentality will do. And so we've got to get back on the other side of this equation to say, you know, success is there. You can just reach out and get it. It's not easy. It's simple, but it's a challenge. And so we've got to teach people that if they rise to the challenge, that they can experience that success. I heard a preacher talking about this, and he was talking about, he's a preacher from the south side of Chicago, a black gentleman, and he was saying that if he can't give people being optimistic that there is opportunity, he said they'll never leave their area that they're in. And he's trying to encourage them that they need to understand that they can go and be successful. So we've got to return that message, and I think there are three specific bullet points for us real quickly in the time that we have that we need to preach this in our businesses as business owner leaders, in our families as family leaders, and in our communities, that we are a community that embraces the success and the positive, and we want people to succeed, not negative, 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 and you owe me, owe me, owe me, and I deserve, I deserve, I deserve. That mantra has got to change.
But you know, there's so many examples about people who have succeeded. I mean, left and right with ideas and dreams, and they pursued them. And it's right there. I mean, anybody who's anybody out there in the forefront of the trade magazines or the entrepreneur magazines or whatever, these are people in most cases that started with virtually nothing.
Yes. Well,
I mean, my God, look at Bill Gates.
Right. And what I'm saying is 80%, and we did a show a year ago about how to be in the second comma club, you know, how to be a millionaire. And 80% of the people that are millionaires did not inherit that money. They are self-created.
Yeah.
And that exists still to this day. We've got to let people know that that's out there. I mean, one of the things that I, and all the entrepreneurs that I talk to, that are very, very successful in what they do, you know, they built their life on strong morals, ethics, and self-discipline. And I think that's huge because we are seeing so much about people that get away with bad ethics or with fraud or doing all these negative things, and we accept that. And it's like they shouldn't be punished because of this, that, and the other thing. What we've got to do is we've got to return to the message of morals and ethics build the foundation, and we've got to teach people how to exercise self-discipline. And self-discipline means I don't have all this credit card debt. I don't buy a car with a car payment that's a mortgage payment. We build and save that money to get to the house down payment so we can own the home. Those are the things. That's part of self-discipline. We've got to be able to not go out to dinner every evening because we're just feeling lazy and don't want to do it. these are the pieces that nobody's teaching right now, and we don't have anything in the media that's promoting that this person is successful because they have a very moral background. They have strong ethics in how they run their business, and they have personal self-discipline in all their aspects of life on how they spend their money, how they spend their time, how they interact with people. That message is not being taught out there. Yet every small business owner that I know that is long-term successful, they have that foundation. So we've got to be teaching that to our employees as small business owners. We've got to be teaching that in our communities, that we grow a community success by teaching how you take care of yourself and how you focus your own life, not that someone else took it from you or someone else owes it to you.
You know, we ought to take this program and make it mandatory listening, because I mean it's just common sense.
No, it's not so common anymore.
Well, that's the problem.
That's the problem.
That's the problem. Because again, I maintain people are so overwhelmed by the junk that comes in on these phones.
Well, I think the amount of screen time that people spend and the influence, we have this term of influencers on social media. And we don't know what their background is. We don't know how fake what their speaking is and their lifestyle and all this. And that brings us to my second point that I want to talk about is intellectual shrewdness. You've got to be able to have the ability to notice the opportunities, notice when people are full of garbage and, you know, they're presenting a fraudulent appearance on what their success is about. And we need to be able to digest that information and really make good, sound decisions. We don't teach that right now. We have a lot of people that make very poor decisions, whether they're financial, whether they're personal, or whether they're just emotional, as in, I just don't want to work that hard. I deserve more money, so I'm not even going to try, or the quiet quitting that we hear about. So what are we doing to teach people to have that shrewdness of intellect on how to make good decisions, how to see opportunity and say, that's for me, or nah, that's a bunch of junk. We've got to avoid that. I mean, that's another thing that we've got to teach people in our businesses, in our families, in our communities, how to have that intellectual shrewdness. And then the last thing, I know we're running tight on time, but the last thing that I want to hit, we could probably do an entire program on, called financial literacy. And when I see the credit card debt that people have, the expenses that they think that they are the minimum of my lifestyle standards, but it's outstripping what they're able to make, and they put themselves in a really, really bad financial situation. And to me, people lose more joy in their lives because of their financial poor decisions than for any other reason. A lot of divorce and relationship problems come out of a money problem. I mean, that's the statistics show that there's just a money will really cause a lot of problems in people's lives. So why are we putting ourselves behind the eight ball with that? Again, this is where the anger comes in, because you have people saying, well, you don't have a money problem. You have people that are treating you poorly. It's not your fault you're not making enough money. It's the employer's fault. Or it's the millionaire or billionaire that shouldn't be that. That's your money. And so we've got this whole whipped up anger on that. Instead of teaching people, this is how you become more successful, and this is how you manage your finances.
One other thing that has to be taught, you don't find success without finding failure.
Oh, well, everyone I know has gone through really, really hard times at some point, and you succeed on the other side of that. But the other thing is, nobody fixes it for you. You and I both have had long conversations about, in our working history, of bad moments, really, really bad moments that we had to dig through. No one was going to help us. We had to figure it out on our own, drive through it, and just hope and be confident that we knew how to get to the other side. And we did, and that helped us with the success. You know, as long as we listen to these anger mongers, you know, we become less united in this United States, and we get pulled apart, and we lose a lot of joy in our lives. This is an inside job. It's a self job. But what we can do is help people learn on how to be successful.
You've done a lot of programs on this radio station. This is one of the top. Great
show. Sir.
Well done, Russell. And I would suggest anybody who heard parts of it, go back and listen to the whole thing, and encourage anybody else that you know has an opportunity to move ahead to go listen to this program. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax you with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Okay, one more time, John Reinhart, pay attention, will you please? All right, we make fresh subs and salads. And turn around here, Doc, by the way. 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. How we do it is in the white letters, and if you can read the King's English, we want you to participate. At the count of three, one, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.